And so with the music of Hans Zimmer in the background, we're going to do something slightly different for a weekly Dennis the Chemist feature, because it's going to be in two glorious parts, sandwiched between some news that's just come to us from the UK's leading producer of oatcakes, that would be Nenz, who have stated that actually British folk don't have enough energy to get through the day at least three times a week, with the typical British soul seeing their energy levels draining by 2 p.m. Now, I suspect that Coenzyme Q10 with respect to Pharma Nord might just get a mention in the first of two parts of Dennis the Chemist this morning. Dennis, how are you?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
Excellent. We have Matt Rees, the Welsh runner, lined up at 9:15, so the first part of this endurance baton is over to you, sir.
Well, a change of plan. And you did give me a wonderful opportunity to talk about energy. You just mentioned that Nairn, the famous makers of those famous biscuits, are discussing that people haven't got enough energy. So I scour the newspapers looking for interesting new information, where in my pharmacy here in Manchester, health products can help people with a variety of health problems. And you've given me the lead-in to talk about one of the Danish company called Pharma Nord, a company from Denmark, where in Denmark all health products have to be made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. So I came across this Danish company nearly 30 years ago, and the fact that their health products were being made as good as the medicines that I'm giving out on prescription, all medicines have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. They're packed to pharmaceutical standards. Everything about the medicines you get, ordered by your doctor and given out by your pharmacist, is made to pharmaceutical standards. So, talking specifically for these 15 minutes, until we break away for 15 minutes and then come back again at 9:30 till 9:45, I am going to talk about one product which is called Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule. It's a mouthful, but it's worth remembering, because this substance, Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram capsule, can literally alter your life. When I came across this capsule nearly 30 years ago, I couldn't believe how many different health problems it could help. And I started talking about this Pharma Nord brand, this Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule made by the Danish company Pharma Nord. They're a pharmaceutical produced product in the north of Denmark, so it's called Pharma Nord. And this substance, Q10, it's made in every cell in your body. You have 100 trillion cells, not million, not billion, trillion. And in these 100 trillion cells in your body, you'll find it hard to believe the next sentence if you don't already know it. There are little engines in your cells. They're called mitochondria. And they look like little sausages. They can be seen under the microscope. And in these mitochondria, these little sausage-shaped bodies, that's where the food that you eat and the oxygen you breathe end up. That's why you breathe, to get oxygen. That's why you eat, to get food. And the food plus the oxygen are joined together in your little engines, 5,000 little engines in each of your 100 trillion cells. That's a lot of little engines. And when you join the food that with the oxygen, what joins them together to make energy is the levels of this substance, Q10. And as the levels drop, as you go through life, you do make less Q10. Most of the Q10 that joins the food with the oxygen to create energy, Most of it is made in your liver. Now, when you're 2 years old, your production of this substance, Q10, which joins the food with the oxygen to create the energy, the levels are low when you're 2 years old, but you're very small when you're two. So the amount of Q10 that you're making in your liver is enough to join the food with the oxygen, and you've got plenty of energy when you're 2 years old. When you're 20, that's when your liver makes the maximum levels of Q10. You can go dancing till 3 a.m. and you can get up for work at 7:30. You've got the energy. You think you're invincible. When you get to 40, if you're fit and slim, don't drink, don't smoke, do the right thing, look after yourself, train well, you could be in the Olympics when you're 40. I'm not saying in a sprint that a 40-year-old maybe is going to beat a 20-year-old, but you can be very fit, very a lot of energy when you're 40. When you get to 80, then your production of your Q10, this energy-producing substance, the levels of Q10 when you get to 80 have gone right back to the levels of a one-year-old baby. And over the years, you may have lost a lot of muscle. You see, ladies in particular, they have what we call bingo wings. When they shout house at bingo, their muscles have lost so much of the thickness, the strength of the muscle, that they become very weak and they sort of flop. And they're known, when a lady shouts house at bingo, she's got bingo wings because she's lost her muscle. And when a lady unfortunately trips up, she can fall and break her hip and end up needing a new hip, all because she didn't have enough muscle in her arms to steady herself when she tripped up. So this Pharmanaud product, Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram strength capsule, if you take one capsule a day, then you go back to the levels of Q10 in your blood as if you were 20. If you take two a day, say one with your breakfast and one with your evening meal, you'll have twice the levels of Adam and Eve and Mike Tyson the boxer. If you take three a day, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, one with your evening meal, then you'll stop muscle loss. You actually stop losing your muscle. The doctors have even made up a word for muscle loss from the Greek. The word is sarcopenia. Sarco is Greek for flesh. Penia is poverty. Poverty of flesh is muscle loss. When you hit 45 to 55, and then 55 to 65, and then 65 to 75, you are losing up to 10% of your muscle each decade, each 10 years. When you're blessed with 75 to 85, you're losing up to 30% of your muscle. And that word, not a pleasant word, doddery. You can become old and doddery because you haven't got the muscles of a youthful person. This noise is me thumping my six-pack because I am 2 years off 80. I'm 78. And I've been taking Pharmanaud's Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram for nearly 30 years. That's when I came across it and started selling it in my pharmacy. And because I've been promoting it as made to pharmaceutical standards, I got a phone call from Pharmanaud to say, we're grateful you'll be mentioning our high quality product. We'd like to send you to the World Conference. We'll send you to Boston. And I went and learnt a lot about Q10. I met the man who discovered it, Professor Frederick Crane, who lived to 1981, I met the man who got the equivalent of the American Nobel Prize from President Bush for his work on Q10, Professor Dr. Carl Folkers. He lived to 92. They were both taking 3 capsules a day of Q10, 100 milligrams with the breakfast, 100 milligrams with the lunch, and 100 milligram capsule with their evening meal. And over the years, Pharma Nord have sent me every 2 years to the world conferences. So I've been to Boston, Germany, Italy, London, Los Angeles, Prague, Belgium, Sweden, Seville in Spain, Bologna in Italy. Last year, it was in Columbia University, New York. And in 2 years, all being well, I'll be in Stockholm to hear another 100 lectures on Q10. So now we're using Q10 to help maintain good health in every conceivable situation. People with angina, it gives the heart more energy to overcome a lot of the angina pains. High blood pressure, it gives the older arteries the strength to relax and go wider, and that way helps your blood pressure to come down. And you take it in conjunction with any medicine you're already on. If you're on the only drug in the pharmacy which may need adjusting its dose is the medicine called warfarin. You may need another milligram prescribed on, say, a Thursday to bring the levels of warfarin back to normal. But other than that, I've never met any other suggested interaction with any medicine. So yes, we use it for angina, high blood pressure, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, which mainly affects ladies. Fibromyalgia isn't just tiredness, it's muscle aches as well. And if by giving bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules, one with your breakfast, one with your lunch, one with your evening meal, then many ladies who I've helped over the years will get a good improvement by taking 3 a day of the capsules to give them energy. You mentioned Olympics. I legally sold Steve Parry in 2004, who was swimming for England in the, I think it was the butterfly, or was it the backstroke? No, I think it was the butterfly. And he wasn't expected to get beyond the quarter final. And he took 3 a day, one with each meal, 3 months before the Athens Olympics. And he wasn't expected to beat the Australian, New Zealanders and American swimmers. But he did. And he got into the, he got in, and he came third in the final. He got into the final and came third. And then they made him the trainer to Beijing. And he got the swimmers taking the Pharma Nord Q10. And I think we got 6 silver and gold medals in the Beijing Olympics. When it came to London, that's the one where the Queen jumped out of the plane with James Bond, then he wasn't involved then in the Olympics, and nobody told the swimmers to take Q10, and we got nothing like the number of medals that we'd got in the Beijing Olympics.
Indeed, so, almost yes, a result disaster. Dennis, that has brought us to the end of the first part of Your Good Self. You'll be back in about, I would have thought, 10 minutes or so from now. Excitement continues ever onwards. We will speak again in, as I say, probably 10 or 11 minutes from now. Now, clearly, we've just been speaking to our ace pharmacist, Dennis, the chemist there, about how Q10 can be an interesting input in terms of energy. But the key point about the focus that we're looking at now is this drain that occurs by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, actually. The whole notion of the UK's leading producer of oatcakes, Nairns, clearly have addressed this. And we've got 2 fabulous individuals to actually talk in more detail about this. First of all, the wonderful nutritionist, Lily Souter. How are you, Lily?
Good, thank you.
And the the Welsh runner, a superhero in so many ways. It's athlete Matt Rees. How are you, Matt?
Very good, thanks.
Excellent. Lily, what is it just something that is all down to our metabolism? Is that fundamentally why our energy levels tend to, you know, be affected so much on a week-by-week basis?
I think that a lot of us are obviously living in a stressful lifestyle, and often when we try and create efficiency throughout our lives, we tend to forgo attention to good nutrition, to quality sleep, and even exercise to create efficiency. But more often than not, this can actually drain our energy. And I think what's really great about NAN's Grab Life by the Oats campaign is that it's really focusing on nourishing your body with healthy, slow-release energy kind of foods, which provide sustained fuel to the body and brain. And what we put in our body can massively impact our concentration, our productivity, our mood, and we can really live life to the fullest.
Well, Matt, back in 2015, you started this living life to the fullest by starting running as a New Year's resolution to get fit. Since then, forget Forrest Gump, you've actually sort of gone to all levels of sort of fantastic things, Tough Mudders and so on and so forth. So how do you kind of relate to this energy factor and, of course, healthy diet, healthy exercise?
Yeah, running is a huge part of my life, and I find it so important to fuel well. I try and run twice a day, so between those runs, I need to make sure I'm getting the right energy in. So NENS have done this research, which have found that 3/4 of Brits have found that they would do more exercise if they didn't feel so lethargic. And I take on oat bars and oat cakes between runs so that I've got that fuel, which that has that slow-release energy, which really does help with my training.
I must admit, on a slightly different note, I did appreciate the tweet recently where you wouldn't normally post a photo of your trainers, but you forgot to actually take a treadmill selfie, so you posted the trainers. Wonderful. It's genius stuff there. Lily, back to yourself. Clearly, it's all about the fuel that we put into ourselves, and I know an awful lot of my colleagues here at the University of Lincoln, and of course across the base, etc., would turn to coffee, they'd turn to chocolate, they'd get their caffeine fix, and so on and so forth. Actually, they're probably not great for us, really, are they?
I think a lot of people tend to rely on quick fix foods such as high sugar foods or even stimulants to give us boosts of energy, but unfortunately they don't give us sustained energy throughout the day. And interestingly, even our brain uses about 20% of all energy required by the body, and it actually runs on sugar to function. And as I was saying, all carbohydrates will sort of break down to sugar, but it's only the fiber-rich, slow-release carbohydrates which provide us with a steady supply of energy to the body and the brain all day long. So it's important to choose our food choices wisely. And by opting for slow-release, fiber-rich whole grains, choosing your snacks wisely. So, for example, the oat cakes, which are slow release energy with a protein and healthy fat topping, and even opting for low sugar snacks for that 3 p.m. slump, which so many of us get.
And Matt, clearly from somebody who sort of seems to just pour scorn in the face of slumps in any way, shape or form, has what Lily's been saying actually resonated with yourself? Have you actually changed your diet accordingly? And again, has it had an impact?
Yeah, since I started running, I've changed my diet because I need to have that slow energy release as fuel. When I used to have sugary snacks, I didn't think much of it, but I used to have that high and then would go into a slump and would feel drained in the afternoon.
Well, we frequently use the line, sugar is the new nicotine. I'm not sure whether you'd actually go that far, Lily, but it is one of those things we need to beware of, which is one of the reasons why, you know, there are so many challenges with respect to obesity and so on these days.
I guess so. And I think that the issue is it's not necessarily solely the sugar in and of itself. It's often high sugar foods tend to also come with more calories. So they're often combined with lots of fat as well. But also what we want to do is to be focusing on fiber rich foods with a little bit of protein, which can help to keep us fuller for longer rather than keeping us hungry throughout the day. So I guess the NAN's oat bars have 40% less sugar than your regular energy bar, which is really really great, and it's fiber rich, so you get a slow release of energy. And it's just choosing, I guess, your snacks wisely. So at 3 p.m. or 2 p.m. when you get that slump and you're needing a bit of a boost, it's just being mindful of what kind of snacks are you reaching for. And fresh fruit again is really rich in fiber, and if you combine it with a small amount of healthy fats, it can really help to give you more sustained energy throughout the day.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Now, I would clearly give a plug to the welshrunner.com as a go-to website to actually see a genuine Welsh runner in action. I mean, just looking at some of the other things you're doing, the hashtag Miles for Preston, the warm... Actually, Lily, do you run yourself?
Yes, I'm a very keen runner. It's one of the few sports which I'm actually good at.
So you'd be comparing trainers and notes with Matt and all the rest of the sort of bits and pieces there, which is wonderful. Where can people go to find out further details about your good self, though, Lily, and indeed this particular survey?
Well, NARNS actually have their website, which you can Google, and a lot of information will come up about this Grab Your Life by the Oats campaign. They also have a great quiz, which you can take, which gives you more information on oats, but also looks at your energy levels in and of themselves.
And I've got to ask the question, would you prefer musically either Kate Bush running up that hill, Matt, or Lionel Richie running with the night? Which one would you go for?
I'd have to go Lionel Richie, please.
I had a feeling you might, and also anyways. Nutritionist Lily Souter and Matt, the Welsh runner, Rhys. Many thanks indeed. Hopefully we'll speak again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Yes, I thought Matt might actually go for a little bit of Lionel Richie. Oh, well, what the hey. As promised, we are now back with the wonderful Dennis the Chemist. How are you, Dennis?
Mighty fine, sir.
Well, that's all right. Good to see there hasn't been a big change in the 15 minutes since we last spoke. Also in the studio joining us, we've got from Royal Holloway College London, the fabulous Professor Fiona Moore. How are you, Fiona?
Hello, I'm fabulous indeed.
Excellent. Now, beforehand, energy, it's taking a theme of energy in this particular production. Where are you going to take us now, health-wise, Dennis the Chemist?
Well, we all saw the very unfortunate headline about people who were dying in hospital from eating sandwiches that had this bug, this listeria. And then we read that the government health bodies had warned about this problem of 3 years ago. And yet they actually said one in 40 sandwiches could be infected with listeria. So that's like a warning was given, and nothing, it seems, has been done about it to eradicate this terrible problem of eating certain sandwiches and getting the chance of listeria and dying from that. So harping on the same theme of prevention with the knowledge, some of the cuttings which I've been cutting out of newspapers since we last spoke, some of the headings I'm reading. Now here's one. Heart deaths could rise again in obesity crisis. And another heading. Heart death rates have halved as more quit cigarettes. So although these are different newspapers, they're actually giving the same story. One newspaper is pointing out that by people, there are a lot of people stopping smoking now, and the heart death rates half as more quit cigarettes. The other one, heart deaths could rise again in obesity crisis. So what they're actually saying is, although there's a mass decline in heart disease deaths as Britons quit smoking, is being undone by soaring obesity levels. Deaths from heart problems have halved over the past decade due to plummeting smoking rates, figures show. But heart disease remains the UK's biggest killer, and deaths are set to increase again as waistlines expand. A study from Imperial College London found that deaths from heart disease fell dramatically between 2005 and 2015, from 80 deaths per 100,000 to 46. However, it still caused double the number of deaths of lung cancer, the second biggest killer. Scientists said the decline was fueled by a drop in the number of smokers, now at a record low following a 2007 law banning cigarettes use in pubs, restaurants and offices. And I'm adding, isn't that wonderful? The government did something so sensibly in blocking smoking in all those places, and now we've got this terrific drop in deaths by people stopping smoking. But then it says, the obesity crisis, driven by poor diets and sedentary lifestyles, means the death toll is likely to increase again. Dr. Alexandra Nobar of Imperial College said, obesity, blood pressure, and rates of type 2 diabetes are on the rise. And if we don't keep tabs on these, we could see the trend of falling heart disease deaths start to reverse again. So we're talking this morning in our little chat about this Danish company, Pharma Nord. All Danish companies have to, making health food products, have to make them by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. And this company, Pharma Nord, have got 48 health products. And we mentioned earlier one of them, the bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule, which is actually putting back the lower levels of Q10 that we make as we get older. In fact, in a Swedish trial, and Pharma Nord sent me to Sweden to be there at the result, and they were using Pharma Nord's products, they actually gave 440 elderly people aged 70 to 88. They gave half of them two capsules of bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules a day, one with your breakfast, one with your evening meal, and one tablet that cost 10p. It's called BioSoleno Precise. It's a precise amount of 200 millionths of a gram of the world's rarest mineral, the mineral called selenium. I know you've heard of calcium and iron and zinc, magnesium. You may not have heard of selenium, the world's rarest mineral. But Great Britain's soil, listeners, happens to have, from when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago, we have the lowest levels of selenium as a country, the lowest levels in the world. And we do have highest levels of breast cancer, highest levels of prostate cancer, highest levels of infertility and cataracts and heart trouble. and there's a direct link with the levels of selenium. So in this Swedish trial of people aged 70 to 88, 220 got two of these Q10 capsules, the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules, and one tablet a day of the selenium, the bioselenoprecise. And they followed these elderly people aged 70 to 88 for 5 years, looking at one main thing. Could they reduce, because they're so good for your health, could they reduce the levels of dying of a heart attack? And the answer at the end of the 5 years on those taking the real products, there was a drop in dying of a heart attack by an unbelievable 54%. It dropped by half. And in the blood of elderly people aged 70 to 88, a marker appears with a funny name, NT-proBNP. NT-proBNP. That marker, as it rises in the older person, is indicative that even their heart is now wearing out. Their muscles have been wearing out. Their bowels aren't as good. Their lungs aren't as good. Muscles get weaker and thinner as you get older. And then the last one to go is the cardiac, the heart muscle. And this marker in the blood, NT-proBNP, normally rockets 20% as you get between the age 70 to 88. But those taking two a day of the bioquinone Q10 gold 100 milligram capsules, one with the breakfast and one with the evening meal, and one tablet of the bioselenoprecise, those people, 200 of them taking that, their levels of this marker for a damaged heart, the NT-proBNP, it never went up at all in 5 years. These products, listeners, stop the aging process. That's why they are so good for so many aspects of our health. Now, we've just been talking about heart deaths could rise again because of the obesity crisis. And PharmaNord brought out another wonder product 3 years ago. It's called BioGlucoControl. It controls your glucose, your sugar levels. Sugar is the new nicotine. As we said, we've got people stopping smoking, and that definitely helps your health. It greatly reduces your chance by half of dying of heart problems. But the thing now is, as it said, obesity. Heart deaths could rise again in obesity crisis. So this new product that came out 3 years ago, BioGlucoControl, it controls your glucose. There's only two ingredients in the capsule. A purple berry from the mountains of Chile that has an ingredient in it by nature which stops starch turning into sugar. Bread, potatoes, pizza, pasta, chapati, carrots, swedes, turnips, parsnips. All this food is starch and it breaks down to sugar. So this purple berry, it actually comes from the mountains of Chile, where people have been eating this berry for millennia. It stops starch breaking down to sugar. And the other ingredient they've added to this capsule that adults take two a day, and children over five, to stop them having obesity and all the concomitant problems of heading for diabetes, heart attacks and strokes, they take one capsule a day. And if they can't swallow the capsule, you can slide it apart, put the purple powder from the purple berry into a drink and just drink it once a day. But the other ingredient they've added is the mineral chromium. Now, older listeners will remember chromium is where we used to polish it on a Sunday. It was your car bumpers and your wheel trims were chromium plated. Now they're steel covered in rubber or plastic. And some more expensive cars still have a lot of chromium. But you need 1/100,000,000 of a gram of chromium in your diet. And we don't get enough from our food. And what chromium does is it allows a receptor in the cell wall of every cell in your body to open enough for your insulin to give you the right amount of sugar. You need a small amount each day for energy, and if the door opens by the presence of the chromium in this capsule, BioGlucoControl, then by the chromium coming in, the right amount of sugar can get into your cell, and then you make the hormone leptin, L-E-P-T-I-N, which brain, I feel full. But you see, because we're all low in chromium, then the door doesn't open and the insulin gets fed up trying to give you the sugar that it's brought to the cell receptor. So it says, oh, I'm going to store it as fat. I'll give you a fat bottom, a fat belly, a double chin, a fat heart. I'll just make you fat. And even if you don't drink alcohol, I won't give you an alcoholic fatty liver problem. I'll give you a non-alcoholic fatty liver. And that's going to be a bigger problem. There'll be so many people, because there's so many people becoming obese, even the children. So you can see that the problem is looming up with this obesity. And so this product, BioGlucoControl, with the two ingredients, the purple berry from the mountains of Chile that stops starch breaking down to sugar. When you've ate the starch, you've enjoyed it, you've swallowed it, it's gone through your bowel, but a lot of it now won't have been turned to sugar. And you'll go to the toilet and release the waste, but on the way through your bowel, it never turned into sugar. Another little headline. Obese teens show same signs of heart risk as adults. British teenagers are showing signs of future heart disease that are usually seen only in older people, a new study has revealed. Researchers found the arteries of children who were seriously overweight throughout secondary school had already begun to stiffen by the time they were 17. This is horrendous news, listeners. This will put, it goes on to say, them at a greater risk of having a heart attack or a stroke in later years. Healthy arteries are elastic, enabling them to expand and contract to control blood pressure. But when fatty deposits build up, they become more rigid, leading to high blood pressure. There is another product from PharmaNord made from the bark of a tree from France. It's called Biopycnogenol, and it's a wonderful, what we call, antioxidant. It helps to stop aging, disease, and cancer. It helps to stop your skin going wrinkled. It's marvelous for circulation, and it makes a substance in the arteries we've just talking about called nitric oxide, and that tells your arteries relax. So instead of going tight and sending your blood pressure up, then it stops that, and your arteries relax. The only people who we say not to take it is if you're on blood thinners like aspirin or warfarin. But other than that, anybody can take this product, which is so wonderful for many aspects of health, circulation, memory, giving you good skin. It even helps skin problems like eczema. We get many athletes taking it, because they can run, it's legal to take, they can run faster or jump further because they're getting a wonderful circulation. So these products from PharmaNord, the BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligrams, the BioSeleno Precise giving you the selenium, the BioGlucoControl giving you more chromium because we're low in chromium, and that berry from the mountains of Chile, whose wonderful product, wonderful way of helping you is to stop starch breaking down to sugar. And now this wonderful product, made from the bark of the tree. I was sent to France to see the tree. The trees were actually planted by Napoleon's men 200 years ago. And I went to see, Farmer Nord sent me to France to see the bark being turned into a tablet. And I myself, as I said, I'm 78. I've been taking this product, the biopycnogidol, since I had a car crash 26 years ago. And my skin at 78, I can put my hand next to somebody of 30, and you can't tell, looking at the fist, the back of the skin, you can't tell which person's 30 and which person's is 78.
Well, Dennis, at that moment, we have to say, unfortunately, time has once again beaten us, the one thing we keep battling through. Many thanks indeed. I know, Professor Fiona Moore, you found that quite fascinating, really.
Absolutely, learned a lot.
Excellent.
Look at my website, dennisthechemist.com.
And then you can click on the animated vision and get all of the Dennis the Chemist podcasts, courtesy of Southside Broadcasting and Siren Radio. It's awesome, Dennis, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Speak next week. Take care now.
Okay, bye.
The only time that helps be passed away, Echo Beach and so on, the average time a prescription is left uncollected for in Britain apparently is over a week, with over half of folks struggling to make it to their GP or pharmacy to collect a repeat prescription. We've just been speaking to our nutritionist Dennis the Chemist, of course, but now to address this whole issue with respect to this recent survey about how there may well be a case of British folk being too busy to pick up prescriptions, two fantastic souls, columnists extraordinaire, former hosts of Gogglebox. It's the wonderful Steph and Dom Parker. How are you, folk?
Good morning. We are very well, thank you. How are you, Dom?
I'm on strikingly good form.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Superb.
Good morning, Alex.
This is what we like to hear. Now, we've defined yourselves as being part of the sandwich generation from that point of view. I think also we've got Boots pharmacist extraordinaire Devi Ladwa with us as well. Is that right?
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Devi. Actually, Devi, we'll come to you first. This whole notion of prescriptions being left uncollected, is it just a case of we're too busy to do things like that? We'd rather fall ill.
Well, I think the main thing is that we are just too busy. The times that our pharmacies are open or the times that our GPs are open clash with our lives. So, yeah, we're probably just too busy. So this is where we come into it, and we are just helping make everything a bit quicker and easier. So we've got a new Boots app, which is incredible. You can order your prescriptions while sitting on your sofa. You no need to go back down to your doctor's surgery anymore or go down to your pharmacy. And you can either have it delivered to your local Boots pharmacy, or you can have it delivered to home. So it's an incredible new service.
Now, we mentioned the sandwich generation, obviously referring to people who effectively care for both ageing parents and children, so a double whammy from that point of view. Steph and Dom, would you like to just share with us your experiences with respect to that? Because, I mean, that sounds like another reality show in the making.
Well, I suppose it could well be, Alex, but yes, we've got parents of, you know, our parents' generation, and we've got kids to look after. And if I'd known about this app a while back, I think it would have saved me getting on very personal terms with our chemist, because I was in and out probably four or five times a week, you know, picking up prescriptions, part prescriptions, etc. And yeah, being effectively labelled the sandwich generation, not because we live in Sandwich, but because, you know, we've got parents and we've got kids, so we're sort of slightly more mature in between us.
Well, in the studio we have the wonderful Professor Fiona Moore.
Hello.
Fiona, you've been having a listen to these fine folk. Any thoughts or questions?
Yes, well, it surprises me that people haven't gone in with the apps sooner. I mean, as well as the Boots app, there's also this NHS app with prescription delivery. And as somebody who also finds it, you know, this resonates for me as well, because I'm also on a repeat prescription. You can probably tell from my voice I'm asthmatic. But, you know, living where I do, you know, I... my prescriptions with a pharmacy which was closer to where I used to live, and so I struggle to get there as fast as I can and do sometimes leave in a few days. So I think, you know, using apps and things to expedite it for people like us, it's a marvellous idea.
And Debbie, is it that difficult to use? Because I can hear people listening to say, it's all very well, but I'm just not a digital person.
No, it's really, really easy to use, and it's designed to make sure that you feel confident using an app. So apparently 86% of people are confident with using online banking, and less than 9% at the moment are using online prescriptions. And Steph and Dom, you've both logged onto the app and set yourself up. Just tell them how easy it is.
Well, I mean, it was unbelievably easy. You know, I mean, I didn't grow up at school with computers, and I do online banking, and I find that a piece of cake. And actually ordering food, you know, online for, you know, deliveries and what have you, I sort of sometimes struggle with, but this was actually so remarkably simple, you know, and it would have saved me hours, absolutely hours. And what a joy, you know, even if you are able to get up and go to your pharmacist, you don't have to anymore.
Sounds like a win-win situation to me. So
it does, doesn't it?
Where can people go to find out further details about the Boots free online repeat prescription service? Would it be Boots UK by any chance, Debbie?
Yes, well, good guess. so you can either just go directly to the app stores or the Android stores and download the app and just click on a few buttons to get yourself registered. Or you can go onto boots.com/NHS.
And Steph and Dom, it would be most remiss of us not to ask the question, how's Sausage Dog Gigi?
Oh, Squeege. Well, she's on exceedingly good form, actually. She did have a bad year with a dodgy liver.
Mm-hmm.
But there, she's on very good form.
She is, although she's very much in the doghouse. We came downstairs the other day and somebody, yes, not sitting very far away from me, forgot to put the now-cooled chicken carcass in the fridge. We came downstairs and she shoved her face right in the middle of the carcass.
Mm.
I mean, it looked like, you remember that Friends episode where Ross Geller puts a turkey on his head? Mm. Well, that was pretty much Gigi that day. So that was an interesting day in the garden, let's put it that way.
Steph, I've got to say, I mean, that seamless professionalism there, actually referencing a television show from cultural popularity as well, proves that the Goggle Mox magic is still there. You've still got that ability to cross-reference from Boots to Dachshunds and Sausage Dogs through to Friends as well. Genius. So our final question is, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us this morning? Steph and Dom, first and foremost.
We have. It's been great. It's been very easy to connect with. Thank you very much.
Very relaxed, Alex. Thank you.
And Debbie, has it been good for your good self?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for having us.
So can we prevail upon you all to return in the not-too-distant future and keep us appraised of magic in the world of Boots and indeed probably TV as well? Will you come back?
We'd be delighted.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Hurrah!